Radio Free Charleston is on the air. Hello, I'm Rudy Panucci, and you're listening to Radio Free Charleston, and you might notice I don't have my usual background music. What you hear in the background is a 75-year-old General Electric desktop fan that is in perfect working condition. The reason you're hearing it is I can't say the same thing for my air conditioning. During this April heat wave we've had over the last weekend, at some point my air conditioner decided to go on strike. I have a call in to my HVAC guy, JP Mechanical, the best HVAC guy in the area, and as such, I'm waiting for a call back because he's very much in demand. So, since it's 85 degrees in my office as I record this, I'm going to bring you back 3 years to two shows from April 2019. First hour of the show, you're going to hear Beggar's Clan, Poor Man's Gravy, William Matheny, Mark Beckner, Scrap Iron Pickers, Feast of Stephen, all kinds of great stuff. It's all local. It's an episode of Radio Free Charleston, Volume 4, which was only an hour long. That means we got two more hours to fill. So our second hour is going to be an episode of Radio Free Charleston International from that same month, and you're going to hear The Beat, you're going to hear Claypool, Lennon Delirium, David Bowie, Pink Floyd, The Specials, Yes, featuring Anderson, Rabin, and Wakeman, and Frank Zappa, and all kinds of cool stuff. It's really cool music, and I wish I could bring you the three-hour show that I planned this week, but it might kill me, because it's hotter than hell here, and I'm doing my best to stay hydrated and go hide in my basement where it's about 15 degrees cooler. So get ready to enjoy a time capsule from April 2019. It's Radio Free Charleston and Radio Free Charleston International, repackaged into one episode of Radio Free Charleston, right here for your listening amusement. Thanks for listening, support the local scene, and send help. Yahoo!
It's a beautiful world.
It's a beautiful world.
It's a beautiful world.
Mystery. I wanna find out.
take the moon to your lake to watch her glow. All the currents you tell from where to go. I like the waves when they crash on the sand. And all the moonbeams dancing off of the land. I like the moon too, I like to watch her glow. And all the currents she tells them where to go. I like the waves when they're crashing on the sand. And all the moonbeams dancing off of the land.
Welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am Rudy Panucci, and you just heard brand new music from Beggars Clan. It was Beautiful World off their new album, which you can Google, and you can find it on Spotify, Amazon, Bandcamp. It's all over the place. just came out. I was not able to make it to the release party. Myasthenia Gravis is a bitch. But it's out there, and it's fantastic. And that is a beautiful track that just happens to be called Beautiful World. And we shall continue with the local music, which we do every week right here on Radio Free Charleston. I am your host, Rudy Panucci, if I forgot to tell you. And if I did, chalk it up to me being an old guy who keeps forgetting and saying the same things over and over again. Coming up next, we have Poor Man's Gravy kicking off a set of local bands with For the Hell of It on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
Canova, moon over France, moon over the water, and moon over the land, over all that God created, and over all the things that he did not. Moon over Mannington, moon over Spain, moon over happiness, and moon over pain, over people you remember, and over all the ones that you forgot. People getting drunk on moonlight. People getting drunk on wine. People getting drunk and laughing real loud to cover up the dripping of time. Cain was exiled with a fiery sword. He was cast east of Eden by the hand of the Lord. And it was marked on his forehead and written in the letters of his name. So he wandered through the desert, smoking cigarettes, sleeping in until 11, and playing clarinet. And he was damned to be a stranger as he lived out the rest of his days. People spilling tears of sorrow. People spilling tears of wrath. People spilling tears out one by one, all along the thorny path. And I can almost see my mother far away, lighting candles in the upper room where I used to lay. For that wandering boy who's gone so far astray. In the darkness for every mile of the lost highway. Moon over the river, like a pile of broken glass. And moon over the serpent, as it slithers through the grass. Over strange constellations that shine upon the face of this earth. Moon over the highway, like a ribbon without end. And moon over the prayers that are carried on the wind. From everything that's dying, slowly from the moment of its birth. Here we get Adam L. Meisterhans on the lead guitar tonight. We got Bud Carroll on the lead guitar tonight. We got Showtime Ian Thornton on the Rickenbacker bass. Sorry, girls, he's taken.
Sweet addiction, I want you to die. Make me feel like everything's gonna be alright. Don't wanna know, I don't wanna know when the darkness comes for me. And the light won't shine on me. Sometimes I feel like there's a hole I'm on, but I just don't know for sure. Wanna feel that everything gonna be alright.
Just a touch. All I need is a little. I don't give a damn.
Radio Free Charleston.
they call me optimistic. Yeah. Falling in love with you. Falling in love with you. Falling in love with you. Falling in love with you.
Don't you know my mama? She taught me better that way than to let you treat me like a fool. You know that I've been working all day long to pay for my love with you. Know that I would give you my everything if you gave me the love that you gave to cocaine. But you know my mama, she taught me better that way. That's why they call me optimistic.
You just heard The Company Stores with Optimistic, and I am optimistic that they will have a new album out sometime soon. Before that, we had the Science Fair Explosion with The Plan, Beneath with brand new music, The Shining Truth, Mark Beckner with Sweet Addiction, William Matheny gave us Moon Over Canova live from Mountain Stage. That was pretty darn impressive, don't you think? But you know what else is impressive? When we have a band that can give us 14 minutes of music in one big solid chunk. And that's what you're going to hear now. The band is no longer working together, but they are working in various other bands. Here is the Scrap Iron Pickers with Junkyard Jesus on Radio Free Charleston International on the air. Scrap Iron Pickers on RFC. Wasn't that just epic? You know what? We got some time left this week. And because this is our 30th year, every episode this year, we're going to go back into the archives. And this week, we're just going to go back to the early 90s. It's not as far as we could go, but it's far enough. Some of you may not have been born yet. But we are going to hear music from Feast of Stephen first. And then we'll hear another band that hasn't been on Radio Free Charleston yet. But right now, it's the amazing Feast of Stephen with Mystery Hole on Radio Free Charleston, celebrating 30 years on the air.
You just might find yourself. that time coming on. Since I felt this way, safe and warm, now I ride here, I ride back home, I'm home. I will never go away again, no. You never know till you lose it. Yeah. You never know till you abuse it. You never see till you're wasted. You and me, we lay back reggae music. To tell you I love you, but now I'm here to let you know, wanna let you know, I will never go away again, no,
never go away again.
You never know till you lose it.
That was Rasta Rafiki with Never Go Away Again. They were one of the top bands in the early 90s. That is the first time we've played them on the show, but that's a vintage track from their 1992 debut cassette. And they're still together, and they're going to be playing in town here in the next few weeks. Free Charleston International. I'm your host, Rudy Panucci, and you just heard new music from The Beat. That was Maniac, and if you listened last week, you remember that we just lost Ranking Roger, the leader of The Beat, which was the British version of the English Beat. They had another song off that album that I wanted to bring you guys, but that doesn't mean we're going to do ska for the whole 2 hours this week. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but this week we're a little ponderous. We're going to bring you some artsy music, some longer tracks, some conceptual masterpieces, as Sylvester McCann would say. And we're going to kick that off with the Claypool Lennon Delirium. Brand new music. This is Cricket Chronicles Revisited, both parts, on Radio Free Charleston International, on the air.
Things you once enjoyed, do not. Suicides, angry bronzes, cinema, prison, angry headlock shingles, cyclops rod, loba nightclubs, facial vagina, mark testament, hidden vaginas, psychotic tricky, finger jets, acid funk, ass versions, inbodies, pubic ones, on some cases, spontaneous entries, spontaneous jokes, zombie gambles, Sasquatch pops, gas for the air, you may wake up in a body and call Sasquatch a pussy watch, head on the flesh, philosopher, lobster legs, dinner in the shade, compulsive shine eyes, watery earlobes, increased desire for liver eyes, chocolate eyes, flounder head syndrome, excessive cat eyes, vomit watch, lazy cats, discoloration, loss of nose, desire to color church, healing erection, green blackness, increased injuries, or secret sauce, and supplements of Dexy's midnight moments, feed feaster, inflamed teeth, and in very rare cases, an all expense paid vacation to Saskatchewan.
Thank you. Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
trapped in a high dollar joint in some place. I called her name, and though my dates were slipping by, and nights so cruel, I thought I'd die. She danced a little dance till it made me cry. She was shaking like this, honey, doing that. When I needed soul revival, I called her name. When I was falling to pieces, I screamed in pain. Her soothing hand, it turned me round. A love so real swept over me. You danced a little dance till it made me cry. You were shaking like this, honey, doing that. Never let me down. Never let me down.
I told you we were going to get artsy and conceptual, and we did, didn't we? You just heard Camel with Earthrise. Before that, the dub a cappella mix of David Bowie's Never Let Me Down, and Griffin with Sailor 5, or Sailor V, depending on your dispensation towards pronouncing the letter V. Coming up next, and taking up the rest of our first hour, we're going to bring you the entirety of Pink Floyd's Shine On, You Crazy Diamond. It's Pink Floyd, and it's long, right here on Radio Free Charleston International, on the air. Radio Free Charleston International, bringing you the finest music from around the world, is on the air.
Radio Free Charleston.
You are listening to Radio Free Charleston International. Second hour of whatever I feel like playing, that was 10cc with Rubber Bullets. It was a hit in England, but not in America, so you may never have played it before. And we will continue. We got a little bit more new music for you, and it's ska, but we're not doing a whole show on ska. That was last week. This is brand new music from the Specials, who were sort of the Specials, but they don't have Jerry Dammers. But anyway, it's a very good track called BLM. The Specials on Radio Free Charleston International, on the air.
Linval Goldin, born 1951, Mendes, St. Catherine, Jamaica. The year was 1954, you know? Sir Winston Churchill shouts across the Western Islands. He said, come, help us rebuild this country. Devastated by war. And so anyway, my father set sail upon the Windrush, bound for a new life. My father was a tailor by trade, and so this could be the possibility of all possibilities. But no, there's no cloth to stitch. Instead, you know, they find work in a steel foundry, pouring hot metal day and night, day and night. And even worse, you know what I mean? They try to find a room to rent. This was becoming a nightmare for him. Him knock on door after door after door. But the sign in the window keeps saying the same thing. No dogs, no Irish, no blacks. Welcome to England. I'm not here to teach you. I'm not here to preach to you. I just want to reach out and serve. Time move on. In 1964, my father showed across to Jamaica. Son, he said, come join me. So I set sail on a ship called the Askena. When I reached Southampton on a cold winter's night, why I was freezing, I wanted to tell the captain to just take me back to Jamaica. But no, I was here to stay. So my father sent me to a school, Linden Road School in Gloucester. I remember the first daytime. A boy shouted across to me, oi, you black bastard, come here. I said, what? He said, come here, you black bastard. I said, couldn't believe it. I says, what? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Why, welcome to England. I'm not here to teach you. I'm not here to preach to you. I just want to reach out.
I'm not
lives matter.
Thank you.
So before, what you know?
that was The Cure with The Kiss. Before that, we had Yes featuring Anderson, Rabin, and Wakeman with Make It Easy / Owner of a Lonely Heart. That was live. And also live was Peter Gabriel with Sledgehammer. So we sort of had a little bit of a flashback to the 80s there. A little bit, you know? Coming up next, I'm going to play you a four-song suite by Mr. Frank Zappa. And many people know this because of one chunk of it. They know Don't Eat the Yellow Snow. But the complete saga of Nanook encompasses four songs that make up most of side one of his Apostrophe album, which, coincidentally, is the very first rock and roll album yours truly ever bought. So we are going to play you uninterrupted the complete saga of Nanook right here on Radio Free Charleston International on the air.
I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frost that bit the ground below. A 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Don't be a naughty Eskimo. Save your money, don't go to the show. Around and I said, ho, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern light commenced to glow. And she said, ho, ho, with a tear in her eye.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Well, right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
Peek-a-boo.
And he started in the whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. I said, oh, with a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peek-a-boo,
peek-a-boo.
With a lead. Lead-filled snowshoes.
Snowshoes.
He said, peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
He went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal. He went whap with a lead-filled snowshoe. And hit him on the nose and he hit him on the fin. And he... That got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now, the circular motion. Rub it.
and I pounced again. Great googly moogly. I jumped up and down the chest of a...
I injured the fur trap.
Well, he was very upset, as you can understand. And rightly so, because the deadly yellow snow crystals had deprived him of his sight. And he stood up, and he looked around, and he said, I can't see. I can't see. Oh, woe is me. Doggy wee wee has blinded me, and I can't see temporarily. Well, the fur trapper stood there with his arms outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what he's going to do about his deflicted eye. And it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written, whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Nanook, the only way you can get it fixed up is to go trudging across the tundra mile after mile. Trudging across the tundra right down to the parish of St. Alfonso. Yes, indeed, here we are
at St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, where I stole the margarine and wheedled on the bingo cards in lieu of the latrine. I saw a handsome parish lady make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille and her old man was a marine. As she abused the sausage patty and said, why don't you treat me mean? I stole the margarine.
Behind the door, a leprechaun is
full.
sent him off in such a frenzy. He's hanged lock around the crowd. And he topped it off with a, and he topped it off with a, and he topped it off with a. As he stumbled on his feet, he was delighted as it stiffened and ripped right to his side.
Old Saint Alfonso would be proud of me.
He shouted down the block.
Ominous bogus scum at conspiracy duel. Won't you eat my sleazy pancakes just for saintly Alfonso? They're so light and fluffy white, we'll raise a fortune by tonight. They're so light and fluffy white, we'll raise a fortune by tonight. They're so light and fluffy brown, they're the finest in the town. They're so light and fluffy brown, they're the finest in the town.
Good morning, your highness.
That was Frank Zappa, and that was pretty damn cool, you gotta admit. But we got time left, so how about we play some Belle and Sebastian with Mornington Crescent on Radio Free Charleston International on the air.
Down the walls came down between us lately, lost and won.
That was XTC with Scissor Man wrapping things up right here. We don't have a lot of time left this week. So, thank you for listening to this here show. I'm your host, Rudy Panucci, and every week I get 2 hours to be completely self-indulgent and play whatever I feel like playing, and you just heard what I felt like playing. So, again, thank you for listening. Tune in to all the fine programming right here on the air, because it will cure your cancer. Maybe. That's what they told me to say. Anyway, that's it for me. I got stuff to do. But I also got a bonus mystery cut. I got a bonus mystery cut like I do on Radio Free Charleston International. Each week, I come on here, I pretend to go away, and then I come back with a mystery bonus cut. And here it is.
Thank you. Radio Free Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.